All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by the Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Thank you, Lisa. Makes me think of a couple of text messages I sent to our girl, Rick.
What'd you say?
I just like to make sure that she's aware of how smoldering the Edmonton media is on a regular basis.
It's understandable. I think she's quite aware.
You know, I just want to make sure she's in tune. I just want to make sure she's in tune and up to date.
Lisa?
Yep. Lisa Evans, Play 107, does the intro for this podcast.
If you get the opportunity to meet her, ask her about her thoughts on coconut water.
Coconut water, according to Lisa Evans from Play. Now, if you're listening to this, you go find Lisa on social and say, hey, the boys on ONR were talking about your love of coconut water. Mm-hmm. She'll appreciate it, I think.
She will.
Do you remember when we went to Vegas last year at our hotel, the MGM Grand, and they had those coconut waters in the
Actual coconut?
It was the best. It was actually quite life-saving.
Was that your like first foray into coconut water post high
school? I just got it because it looked cool originally.
They do
just
look cool.
And I was incredibly hungover after my anchovy salad.
Yeah.
Like, your fish salad.
And good here. And I had that.
So just you're so saying you were staying at the Park MGM, not MGM Grand.
Oh.
just so you're aware.
What you're saying is you're a huge fan of coconut water.
That one I had, yes. So I feel like I'm putting myself in a bit of a trap here.
You are a little bit.
Why? I'm just talking about that one I had at the Park MGM.
Lisa,
Park and Jim.
Not a fan of the consistency of coconut water.
Or a huge fan, depending on
it. Or a huge fan of it, depending on how you, when you
catch
it.
So again, if you're listening to this right now, ask Lisa about her love of coconut water. Mm-hmm. Lehman's in.
I like it.
I'm a big coconut water guy. I don't even need to be hungover to enjoy its electrolytes and potassium.
Do you get it? Do you know?
This is an outside of me joke too.
A Calgary trip. Oh. What year was this? Like 2017 or 18?
I'm sure that it was before. I think last time we were in Calgary, I sent a picture of BM holding one.
Yeah.
To her, and her response back for the message was exactly what she'll tell you. Something, something, something.
Yeah. We were staying at the Sandman Hotel at that time during that trip.
That's the one where, she had the run-in with Tom Mazzola.
Yeah.
Tom Mazzola.
He was just trying to help her out.
He was sitting beside her and said, oh, there's a fray on your jeans. Let me get that for you.
Oh my God.
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
People are going to take that so many wrong ways.
No, it was on a bus. It was in public. Tyler,
it was fine.
Come on. What are we talking about here? Anyway, the Lisa Evans on Twitter, ask her about her love of coconut water.
Is that light usually on?
Nope. I
don't what we a start to the podcast.
We do look super bright. That looks better. That looks unreal.
Look at that.
Yeah, you look great. I want to start to the podcast. Let's get to it.
Write down all the levels. We'll never hit this again.
Look at that.
Never.
We should wear lighter clothes, though. Especially me and Dan.
Why? You really, think I'm disappearing into the background?
It doesn't get much lighter than white.
You look like
a
floating head.
Thank goodness Dan's wearing shorts today.
I'm a floating Hockey Fights logo.
I really cannot see like this side of my body.
So for those of you just listening, Lehman is wearing mostly black, and in the background, he's getting lost in the video. Dan also would be a floating head and legs because of the black wall in the studio.
This is a blue shirt just for the people that are watching on the video. It is blue, but it shows up black on our screens. It's blue, Lehman.
Didn't say shit.
All right.
Wow. So
4 minutes in, let's get a podcast started.
Time to timestamp.
The only thing sweeter than the taste of victory, starting your day with a Cinnabon pull apart from Wendy's.
Oh my God.
Real Captain Kirk delivery there.
What? There's no reason you can't have both right now that Wendy's and Daily Faceoff Fantasy are giving you the chance to win weekly prizes all season long. Talking about, of course, Daily Faceoff Survivor.com. Go sign up, put your picks in, and get an opportunity to win some delicious prizes. And hey, even if you don't get everything right and you make a few wrong picks, at least you know heading to Wendy's right now, you can pick up a $5 Cinnabon pull apart and a small coffee. It's a great choice. As soon as I leave this building, I will be stopping at Wendy's on my way home for a small coffee and a $5 Cinnabon pull apart combo. Tyler, thoughts?
Yeah, that's a good way to start your weekend.
Hey,
yeah,
got a big game tonight against the Utah Yeti.
Yep.
Got to get myself prepared. Got to get myself fed.
Mm-hmm. Salt Lake City Saints.
I feel like they won't go Saints.
I don't like that.
Do it.
I don't know enough about Salt Lake City to know, though. Do you go after Salt Lake City or do you go after Utah?
I think it'd be Utah.
I read somewhere it has to be Utah.
Why?
There's like some sort of rule or something in the state.
It makes
this the Salt Lake City sister wives.
They have to put multiple cities into the same team name.
I thought we had discussed this, Tyler. That is wrong information.
But it logically it stands to reason, just because the population of Salt Lake is not much more than Phoenix's population, and we saw how well that turned out for them.
Yeah, but Tyler's saying they legally can't do it, but they have a sports team called Real Salt Lake City.
It's MLS.
Yeah, but it's real. It's
barely a sport.
But see, it's we
barely
call
a sport.
By what real metric? Number of teams? Nope.
Yeah, actually.
Years exist. They have more than 32 teams.
I think so.
No, they must have like maybe 13.
11. On a side.
I thought that was just to distinguish them from
Google how many teams are in the MLS.
Count.
No. I thought this distinguished them from the fake Salt Lake City.
Out loud, please, Lehman.
It's one, real two, Salt Lake
three,
City.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
They're probably
10.
Numbered two.
So I times that by two because there's two 20. Columns. Well, they have 29.
Ha! NHL wins.
But Real fake, Salt Lake
fake
is right
Salt
here.
Lake. Not
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, but
one of the oldest teams, actually.
But that's because Salt Lake went second, so they found a loophole in the law.
All right.
What's the delicious debate?
DailyFaceOffSurvivor.com. Sign up for a team. Make your picks. Win yourself some delicious prizes thanks to our friends at Wendy's. Tyler Remchuk, it's your time to shine.
Yeah, delicious.
What do you got for delicious debate?
Convince our audience
how good coconut water is.
Or, I mean, they probably don't need much convincing, but for the hypothetical, bear with me. Convince our audience why the Oilers have a better chance of winning the Stanley Cup this year versus last year.
Can I start?
Yep.
Experience. I think sometimes you have to learn to lose before you're able to win. And I think of a guy like Stuart Skinner. A lot of people are hard on him in the playoffs last year, didn't have his best performance. I think a guy like Stu, given his demeanor, how well he's played, is going to look at how last year in the playoffs went, and he's going to learn from it, and he's going to be better. And I think that goes for a lot of players on the roster.
I agree.
Experience.
I agree. And I think they're all, a good chunk of them are feeling a little extra motivation right now because of the way last year went. And I think a lot of them are putting it on themselves. Not so much Skinner per se, but I think guys like Nuge and Hyman and Kane, who we needed to perform or produce in the playoffs and really did not do it the way they were doing in the regular season. Then you add some of that experience that BM was talking about, added to the young guys in the bottom nine, or sorry, in the bottom six. You sprinkle in a guy like Perry, who's going to bring a lot to it. Ekholm is having a much better year than he was last year. So is Nurse. So is Vinny. Like, I mean, a good chunk of these guys are having a good chunk of the non top six forwards are having a better year this year than they were last year. And I think there's just some of that being pissed off from last year, the way that it ended, the fact that we beat ourselves last year. They're angry and they're going to come out and take it.
Who's next?
Dan.
Okay. I think that it's a combination of what Bag Milk and Rick said. I will just say that I think that this team, up until the start of this season was different and it behaved differently than it has this season actually going into it. A team where I feel like they were just like all about the clippings and we had the Cupper bust line and we've got, you know, all these different things where it sounds like they're saying the right things. They're just doing the actions on the ice. This team was down and out of it. The entire league had written them off. They were, you know, they were the joke of the NHL to start the season and they've turned it around. They just rattled off 16 wins in a row to be able to fix that narrative. And they're just continuing to do it and build up to this playoff run. So yeah, I just think this team is different. They're doing versus talking about it.
I would like somebody to tell us when Rick and I said we were 100% positive the Oilers would make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between 165?
We besides both said it 35. Was more like we both said it was more likely 35. Than not.
I said besides 35.
Well, probably a couple of letter grades.
There was doubt in your mind. That's the big
percentage.
Whereas C's, Rick and I were confident.
C's get degrees.
Yeah, but
I would know. Mm-hmm. So what I will say is,
I'm gonna need to verify your transcript, please.
Level of confidence.
Matter. We all believe.
Would you not feel better if your parents said, "Hey, listen, I 100% believe in you." Not I 65% believe in you. What's the difference in that?
65% would have kept me motivated.
I made it this far with that.
When they sat there and said, "Hey, we believe in you." 65% of the chimes.
I love having haters.
Well, I guess we're into improve. Mm-hmm. They'd be lying if they said they 100% believe me anyway. And don't want to blind parents.
What parent set up a barrier of 100% for you on a mark, Rick? It was always like, get above a 70 and you'll be okay.
Not a chance. I tried to go in there and say, you know what? Math 33 is probably better for me because I'll get a better mark. And there was a new having that shit.
Same with mine. My old man was an engineer. He wasn't letting that shit fly.
Math 33, I might as well. Yeah, that was that was never going
to
happen.
My mom was a teacher. And by the time I got to grade 12, she was kind of just like, you can kind of pack her in, eh? Yeah. I was like, yeah, I think we kind of know where this is going.
You did this. You made this movie what it is. You're good with it.
Tyler, why are the Oilers better suited to win the Stanley Cup this year over last year?
I'm going
to
go ahead and say their forward depth is a lot better than it was a year ago. Some internal improvements, like Warren Fogle just being better than he was a year ago. I think Ryan McLeod right now is playing the best hockey of his career. And I mean, you go and look. Last year they had Costin. Okay. This year, I guess you could say,
dare say a bad thing about him.
I'm not going to, but I think this year you'd look at Costin's replacement and say it's Corey Perry.
Photo of him getting on the plane.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. So you'll never replace him in that regard. But on the ice,
Drake is jealous.
Yeah. Jesus, Rick.
Why would happen?
I think Corey Perry is going to be a lot more impactful than a guy like Costin was in the end of last year's playoff run. He played 3 minutes and 50 seconds in the last game, right? 100%. You got Connor Brown in the lineup now. Henry.
Well, now you believe in Connor Brown. Well,
Henry, I was the one who took his over.
I was trying to put that
Henrik's better than Bjugstad, I think. When you do again look at the role Bjugstad was playing last year, 7 minutes a game, like Henrik should have a bigger impact than that. I just think their top nine is better than it was a year ago, and they'll be harder to shut down. So I think the top nine is my reason. I love the experience one too. Skinner should be way better this year.
Any other reasons that we have yet to discuss?
I don't know if I have any more reasons. What I'll say is that I think that teams in the West, like we talk about it being like a gauntlet and everything like that.
Yes.
I think the teams on the Oilers side of the bracket might be easier than last year.
Yes.
Easiest.
No, that's a fair way. It's like, easier than what you have if you were like Colorado or Dallas.
Yeah, it's not
exactly. So I think they have like maybe a better path. It's just a different way to go about it too. I think it's going to be very difficult. Like, I don't want to underestimate what Vancouver, LA, and maybe Vegas or Nashville could do, because I think they're all good teams as well. But like, Vegas was really, really good last year, but now they look beatable. You look like they can be exposed. Their team isn't healthy. Vancouver, obviously the inexperienced. We're talking about how experienced the Oilers are. Well, Vancouver are the opposite of that. And then the Kings, I think their goaltending is not as good as it was last year with Korpisalo, and their blue line maybe isn't as dangerous as it could be as well. So I think from that perspective, the Oilers are clearly the best team in the Pacific and on that side of the bracket. I honestly think their biggest threat might be Nashville if Nashville comes on the Pacific side.
In the first two rounds?
I'm just grouping those four teams.
Yeah, so in the first two rounds fair.
I agree with you, Liam. I think that it's the path forward is not as difficult as it has been in previous years. Mm-hmm. We're 2 years removed from the Colorado Avalanche being an automatic out for everybody. It was just, Daryl Sutter said you're just playing to play four more games.
That's just what Daryl Sutter said. I don't think any team went in there and thinking that same thing though.
But three out of four teams did exactly what Daryl Sutter said they would do, and they got swept by
them. They lost. Didn't they lose two games? Yeah, that's right. Because St. Louis lost 4-2 in that series. Yeah. Second round.
Yep. So that's just the way it was. The Oilers are that team for me.
I don't think there's that team in the NHL right now. Like, I think it was very clear and obvious Colorado were the best team in the league all year when they won the cup. I would say the same with Tampa Bay as well when they were winning.
I just think Dallas is so freaking good offensively this year and so deep offensively this year that they line up well with the Oilers. And I think that would be a track meet.
I agree. But I think when you look through the season of Dallas, like when Colorado were there, Kemper was nails the entire year. Mm-hmm. Ossinger is kind of just finding his game now. He's been very average most of the season. So that's why what I mean is, like, I just don't see like that Colorado team when they added Manson and Lehkonen. And did they get Cogliano as well at the deadline that year? It was like, holy smokes, who is going to beat this team? Right. And everyone obviously thought that was going to be Vegas this year. And it's not gone well for them. Now Mark Stone's back, miraculously. What a miracle.
I can't believe that.
I just don't see it. I think so. My answer, long story short, is I think the Oilers have an easier path to get to the finals than previous years. Last year, specifically from the question.
Anything else you want to add on that?
And that's the show.
Anything else you want to tack on to that? That was a mouthful.
No.
Tyler, any other reasons the Oilers are better suited to win the Stanley Cup this year?
I do like the idea of Ekholm again, just maybe having a bit bigger of an impact. Like him and Bouchard, I think we can all recognize are on a higher level than they were a year ago. Last year is kind of like, they maybe just, you know, that good second pairing, and we were still pushing a lot onto the shoulders of Nurse and CeCe. This year, I think a lot more is going to be pushed onto the shoulders of Ekholm and Bouchard when it comes to quality of competition in minutes. And I think that they'll be able to handle it. So I think that's another one too. Just a bunch of guys, more experience everywhere. And this team should be more comfortable with each other too.
I think they're also going to be more comfortable in tighter games.
Yeah, they should.
Over the stretch, I don't think, like, we haven't had a whole lot of the Oilers outscoring all their problems, and that's how they won.
No, since March 1st, they have the third best goals against per game in the league. Like, they've been a really good defensive team pretty much since January on, which is, again, a massive skill.
When was our 16 game?
It was end of December till end of January.
Yeah, I was going to say, because even there, we went 12 games in a row, I believe, with two or less goals against, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just think, like, they're playing better all around hockey too. This isn't like you have to score 4, 5, 6 to win. Mm-hmm. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Huge difference. If you're listening to this right now, I want to know, why are the Oilers better suited to win the Stanley Cup in 2024 than they were in 2023?
Was there anything anyone said that you guys disagree with out of curiosity?
Who do you disagree with, Lehman?
No, nothing.
I don't know if there really is like a controversial take on this team. Like, maybe one reason you could be nervous, their power play hasn't looked as dangerous this year as it did last year. I mean, they can flip the switch at any point, but I think it is a bit of a concern right now, the way the power play is going.
However, they're in the driver's seat so much, but the first two rounds, they should have home ice advantage, correct?
Well, they've been unreal.
Yeah.
Eight regulation losses.
I think also like the they're scoring more at 5-on-5 too, which is just a huge,
yep.
They don't need to rely on the power play nearly as much as they have in the past.
When was the last time they lost at home in regulation?
Oh, 12 games ago.
Minnesota.
At least 12 games
probably
ago.
The Wild. I think that would be the game. I'm just trying to think. I feel like a lot of those.
They're 10-0-1 right now, are they not?
Sorry?
They're 10-0-1 right now at home, I believe. Yes.
Okay. A lot of those regulations.
They lost losses, 6-3 to Calgary. Sorry.
Was that before? Oh, yeah. Back to
that game just sucked. That was just an ugly one.
A lot of the home losses on regulation would have been before, like, at the start of the season.
Yep.
Like, when they were
racking up losses.
Yeah. Like Florida. Tampa, and they lost those two.
Canucks,
of course.
That's why a lot of people were confident in the Oilers' ability to win 6 straight games here over this stretch.
That's why some people were confident in the Oilers being in first place in the division.
I was like 65% on the win 6 in a row.
Yeah, I did say they were going to win 6 out, didn't I? I did say that. Pretty sure that was last Friday. Oh. Check the receipts. Why are you staring at me like that?
Nothing. Just Rick and I are enjoying life.
We are.
All right. We're all in on that Windicate, right?
Yeah, no, there's no percentage split on that Windicate.
How are you doing by that on the way, by the way?
Yeah, that's what we were laughing about there.
Really good.
Yeah, we're through three. Today's night four of Rick and I taking $50 and rolling it over until the Oilers lose.
Here's the question, though. Take minus 280, minus 160, minus 110.
Do you go money line, regulation, or puck line tonight?
Regulation. Don't push your luck. You
push it.
Likely, if they win in regulation, it would be through a puck line win. But imagine if it's not.
Push. Imagine that 2-goal lead and they get one with like 4 seconds to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, like
on the minus 1.5. Yeah, that would be.
What was money line?
Money line minus 280.
Oh, that's no fun. So yeah, regulation win. Yeah.
I would go regulation. I think
everyone minus 160, I think, is the way to go on.
Oh, Rick, I already put the bet in.
Let's go minus 110 then. I'm in.
I'm already in on minus 110.
All right, we're in.
Shootout win.
Why was I not allowed to?
We talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah, we're literally sitting right here like this.
Where was my invitation for money? It sounds like the kind of shenanigans I like. What is the total at? $50 is what currently? Or are you not saying that?
269.
Is what we're at right now.
God, boys, so, I'm cheering for you.
Puck line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, puck line. Minus one and a half. Yeah.
So now do I have to bet $269 just to join in today?
See, if you want to keep up with
that,
us,
that wouldn't
then,
be gambling responsibly, which is something we're a big proponent of.
It depends on what his,
depends
looks
on what his unit size is. That's fair. But
I don't have it.
The way we got
subscribe to my feed finder.
The way Rick and I need to keep looking at this is $50. It's $50.
I need to pay for Peyton Manning outside.
Ah,
that's so be irresponsible for me.
You could look at it like it's $10, $10, $10, $10, and $10.
You could do that.
Just get us into the win.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's itching when success comes.
Wow.
$263.92.
I wasn't given an option to chip in money.
You didn't chip in. He started it, and I was like, all right, I'm in.
This is garbage. This is all garbage.
263.
We're just going to do ours in the playoffs, bag milk. 16 wins in a row. In the playoffs.
Fine.
Roll it over. Let's go.
It is made.
I'm curious though. Like, does anybody know what is the fewest games a team has played on route to win the Stanley Cup?
It might have honestly been Colorado that season. What'd they do in the Cup final?
They won in five.
The Blackhawks lost.
So they lost three games that whole fucking.
The Blackhawks lost two in 2017, and I was there for one of the losses.
I'm Googling.
I think it was 2000.
They went 16-2.
I think so. I'm fairly certain.
I don't.
Maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I'm getting it wrong, but
it's impressive.
If they went 16-2. That's ridiculous.
I think that's what I know. This is not the same sport, but I believe that's what the Lakers did in like the Kobe Shaq era.
It's the Oilers from when?
88.
Hot damn. I wanted it to be us.
Was I wrong?
Colorado.
Not even close.
Colorado lost four games. The Kings lost four in 2022 and 2012. 97. The Red Wings were also four along with the Devils and the Canadians in 93. Is there any more Oilers? Five in 87.
What were we in 88?
That was two.
Two.
They lost two games.
Please tell me.
The season I was thinking.
No,
of
please go.
Six
in 88. 88 is when we swept Boston in five games because of the power outage. Mm. So that's four. We would have beat Winnipeg in four?
On 1988.
Yeah, 1988.
Could you imagine? Like, I'm just sitting there thinking about what a playoff run that would be if you're just stomping through and they only lost two games on the way to win.
I would need a lot of recovery drinks.
They beat Winnipeg 4-1. They beat Calgary 4-0.
Embarrassing.
They beat Detroit 4-1. And then they swept Boston in the final.
Damn. And they won that in, they swept them in game five.
Yes, the lights.
That was the lights.
What?
He doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Is this like coconut water?
Yes. Yep, exactly.
No, same first thing. No, hold on. Just give him the movie. Go watch A Time to Remember.
Oh, Time to Remember.
Google
it. To remember. I'll put it on my list.
Mm-hmm.
They had a power outage, so they had to play.
They got foggy in there, so they kept skating. They stopped the game to skate around, try and like dissipate the fog. They did that like two or three times, and on the third one, boom, power went out. So they stopped the game, flew back to Edmonton, and started game four again.
Interesting. I wonder if that's...
We swept them in five.
There you go.
There it is. Five games.
A little.
Also, still go back and watch Boys on the Bus first, and then A Time to Remember second.
How many points did Wayne Gretzky get that playoffs?
In that playoffs?
And they played...
In 19 games.
I'm going to say...
52.
Yeah, I'm going to say 48.
33.
Tyler?
37.
43.
Oof. Oof.
He didn't lead the playoffs in goals, though. Who did?
Yari Curry.
Yari Curry.
I'm going to go with Yari Curry.
Yari Curry. Sorry, Dan.
Yari Curry, I think, is their all-time goal-scoring leader in the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Fun trivia fact.
That is a fun fact.
Pick it up, Wayne.
No kidding.
Slouch.
So I guess the modern one is, yeah, it is the Avalanche. They lost 4. So the final must have been 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, they swept Nashville.
88 is still modern NHL.
Sorry, I meant most recent.
Okay.
Cap era.
Sorry, Greg, I'm showing your age, I know.
You know how he feels about that. I'm posting the GDB right now, multitasking. Posting.
Do you want me to do an ad read for you?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, let's get into who delivered for our friends at DoorDash. 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Available to our listeners in Canada, you can even take advantage of the Double Dash feature, which lets you add a second stop onto your order for zero extra delivery fees. Promo code NATION25 and DoorDash. How many games has it been since our last pod? Just one? Just Vegas? Just Vegas. We're just doing who delivered for Vegas?
Or the rest of your life. How about that?
All right.
Maybe life.
Although that's kind of hot and cold performance.
Tyler will not be using the same hot and cold performers that he uses in this segment.
No, I got to find different ones.
Starting down at the end of the line for our friends at DoorDash. Ding dong. Nation Dan, who delivered for you?
I'm going to give it to Dylan Holloway. Comes into the game and just played really well. Shot the puck at the net a few times. Was buzzing around the offense. You like to see it, especially in a game without Connor. So Dylan Holloway delivers.
He played great. Sorry, Liam. He played really, really well.
Yeah, he did.
Good enough to stay in the lineup.
Thanks to his last stint in Baco, he's got that confidence at a level that's going to help produce in the NHL.
So if he keeps playing that way, Nobby's going to have a hard time pushing him out of the lineup. The question is who comes out. And I know you're going to go, "Geez, yeah, Mark."
No,
I don't know that that's the answer.
Brown and Ryan come out first before Yamark. 100%.
So who is it, Tyler? Comes out.
I'd be fine with either one of Brown or Yanmark. Again, you can afford to sacrifice a penalty killer with the number of PK guys you still have on. And I just like the potential upside of Dylan Holloway being in your lineup. Buzzsaw, forechecks hard. I know he hasn't scored a lot in his NHL career, but we know that offense is in there. I like Holloway over either one of those two, even if it's a fourth line role.
So you like Ryan over Holloway?
No, I like Holloway over Derek Ryan, over Connor Brown, over Matthias Yanmark.
Okay.
Liam Horvin. For our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
Stu. I thought he had a very good game despite facing not many shots. He had that big save on Anthony Mantha too. Is it Anthony or Anthony?
Mo. His name is Mo.
Mo?
Mo Mantha.
Mo Mantha. Big save on Mo Mantha. And yeah, unfortunately he couldn't keep the shit out, but I thought he played really well.
Tyler, for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
Who delivered for me? I really, really wanted to say Dylan Holloway, but I'll go ahead and I'm going to give some love to Ryan McLeod. I think Ryan McLeod's been playing some real good hockey. Some would say the best hockey of his career as of late because he had a heater earlier in the season. It was as a winger and it led to us. And listen, I said this a ton of times, like just make this guy a winger. I was kind of sick of the center experiment. Well, what we've seen over the last 10 days is a guy who's looking like a really good third line center for the Oilers. Him and Perry seem to be clicking real nice. Holloway and Kane both had good games next to him. So I'll say Ryan McLeod coming into his own as a third line center.
I actually really like that line of McLeod, Holloway, Perry as well.
So maybe when McDavid comes back, he has to earn a spot back, start him on the fourth line.
Mm-hmm.
No McDavid.
healthy scratch.
You don't lose your, you don't, oh no, that's the other way around.
You healthy scratch from the first two games of the playoffs, because think of the boost you get in game three when he comes back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, nobody's talking about
incredible.
That. Yeah. For our friends at DoorDash, Rick, who delivered for you?
Well, I have a 1A and a 1B. 1A will be Tyler and myself. We'll skip on for that though and go to 1B. And I'm going to go with Leon Draisaitl. The captain was out. The best player was out. Leon Draisaitl had to step in and kind of, I don't know, we'll carry the team, but kind of lead the team and prove that he can, not even prove that, but he just had to go out there and lead the team. And he did. He got a golden assist. There's not much more you can ask for a guy like that, especially when your captain's out.
If you listen to the Real Life podcast, somebody send that to Chalmers. Right, Lehman? Chalmers was in one yesterday about Leon Draisaitl under the guise of a fictional friend he has.
Yeah, it just didn't make sense. What did he say? He's like, what if, like, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but he was basically like, what if Draisaitl, and he threw Malkin in there as well, what have they done without McDavid or Crosby?
And Malkin won a Hart trophy.
Like, well, they both won a Hart trophy. And he's like, but they didn't win a Stanley Cup. It's like, what? That's not an argument. So yeah, and he claimed it was his friend.
And then when we were probing who's the friend, you wouldn't tell us, not even initials, like
post show.
Yeah, it's just like the girlfriend I had at a different school than
mm-hmm. was yeah mm-hmm.
you know,
you wouldn't know her.
For DoorDash, the guy who delivered for me is Big Viking Daddy. In his last 12 games, Matthias Ekholm has 16 points, 6 goals, 10 assists, looking every bit like a top pairing D-man that we've wanted. He's playing such good hockey right now.
In the last 6 games, I believe I saw a stat that said he has the second most points in the team and Connor's first in the last 6. That's incredible. Even just
the numbers, like 12 games, he's got 16 points. That's top 6 production.
Top 6 forwards.
So Matthias Ekholm, buddy. This heater is unbelievable, and I love watching him do it.
So it looks like the team is rounding into form just as the playoffs are about to start.
Like that, he's done it a few times now. That goal he scored the other night where he takes a clapper from like the
dude, he has a violent slap shot. That dude every time is not picking a corner. He is trying to put the puck through the net every single time. If I was a goaltender, I'd just kind of step to the side.
That's kind of Ekholm's office. That's
what Aiden Hill actually did.
Yeah.
Just kind of moved over.
And his slap shots, when they're like that, they're not around the pad, like the leg pads either. He is going up around your ears. That is not a fun place to be.
No, right. That clip of McDavid holes. Ducking behind the net, trying to avoid a Matthias Ekholm one-timer.
Understandable.
Sticks in my head now, yeah.
Makes sense. Looking ahead tonight, the Oilers play the Arizona Coyotes.
Who?
Why? It makes me sad, and I want to go into it a little bit.
This although, is like F1.
Yeah, they just changed.
Almost, yeah.
It's because like I was thinking about this, Rick, so I Googled it. Do you know that it was already 15 years ago when the BlackBerry guy, Jim Balsillie, tried to buy them in bankruptcy court? 15 years.
That's insane.
This has just been dragging along for almost 2 decades. So to have them, our boy Frank Saravalli broke the news on Twitter the other day that they're moving to Utah.
I fully blame that organization for the cap struggles we're having and every team is having right now for the flat cap. This the salary cap should be a hell of a lot higher had they been doing their fair share of the bringing in money.
I blame COVID.
That's a flat cap, but the cap would be much higher if they had like, I don't know, 16,000 people in their arena 41 times.
I blame them for COVID.
Oh, that's fair. Oh,
yeah.
Well, as long as no one's blaming me right now.
I'm in on that. Yep. I actually thought it was Rick's fault because of the high five.
The high five train was, oof. Yeah. That thing was cooking that night.
I'm not saying he's patient zero for Canada, but he might have been.
I might have been. Passed amongst everybody there.
I think I'm just the most pissed off about it just because the Coyotes have been trolling that fan base now for a couple of years, it feels like.
Mariello deserves this.
I think they've been honestly trying to stay there.
Of course.
It's just. Have. You're trying to swim in quicksand. You're not going to win. So I don't think they've been like being overly like playing their fans. Like guys, they could have been a little more truthful, but
did you hear who's running their social media?
No,
it's the owner's kid. Frank said that on the DFO rundown. It's Mariello's son.
That's cool.
That like It wouldn't surprise me, but also I think that they have a team of people there that are actually clever and do the jokes behind the scenes.
Yeah, but Mariuelo's kid is on the team. Like, he's agreed. In there.
Last night, though, I found that they put out a statement via Coyote Central Instagram account, and the statement was outrageous. People thought it was, or they thought it was so stupid because it came out through this account, and then the Coyotes' actual social media accounts reposted it. But it says, "Let the fans know we hear them, and we are doing everything we can to keep the Coyotes in Arizona with a forever home. We feel their pain. It sucks, and we are sorry they have to go through this."
It's probably all true.
It's my guy. They're moving.
It's just, it's although, just, yeah,
it's true. But you know, I mean,
they'll be back in that market.
We were down. I mean, that statement that, hey, listen, we want to bring a team back, that's just ridiculous. But I mean, we almost lived the same type of stuff for a very short period of time, right? Not 15 years, but I mean, there is the Houston and Kansas City, and then the
Seattle.
People have lost their mind when what's his face went to Seattle for a fucking lunch or something like that. We've kind of been there, but not to the same extent,
but we've watched the Winnipeg Jets be pulled out of Winnipeg.
Still aren't showing up right now.
The Jets.
Yeah.
Their fans are showing up. They just have bad corporate support, which is the whole problem with a Winnipeg and a Quebec City
and a Utah and an Arizona.
Yeah, to an extent, but there's at least the potential in those large American markets to get it if you work right. In Winnipeg and Quebec, like those Canadian markets, there's just not really that same upside. There's upside, but not to the same extent.
Yeah, I just, it's hard.
Tyler's saying move the Jets again.
Back to Atlanta.
Back they go.
I hope that they paid the company that made all the renditions of their arenas.
Oh, they actually have been putting up for years.
Yeah. Who, Winnipeg?
That didn't hurt Arizona's chances of moving to Salt Lake. So,
no. Are you looking at Winnipeg's population?
No, he's looking at Salt Lake.
Winnipeg's population is 700,000. Salt Lake City is 200,000.
Well, I was like, I wonder what's the aggregate surrounding area.
Provo.
The GTA, if you will.
Yeah.
The greatest Salt Lake area.
I think like
1.25 million.
Yes, a little bit.
The GSL.
Population of Salt Lake City greater area. And that's in 2020.
How do Winnipeg?
So I think, like, to me, the thing that
still 700,000.
You can just do Winnipeg.
I legitimately feel bad for Coyotes fans who are actually Coyotes fans. I know there's not many of them, but there's a group that have just, man, they've been get kicked in the shin for two decades. Yeah. Like, they just want to watch hockey, and then the arena moves into Red Deer, and then they're like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll drive to Red Deer to go to games, and then they go, wow, this is far. This kind of sucks, and then it gets moved to a teeny little arena, and they go, okay, well, I guess we'll go watch some games in some teeny arena.
I just don't understand. Like, so I think the NHL should go back there eventually.
Where?
To Arizona, to Phoenix. Once
for like a weekend?
But it's got to be like in but Phoenix.
Things though. Have to be ready for them when they get there. There has to be
arena. A rink.
All that stuff has to be in a good spot. It can't just be like this random desert spot that they put out a video of the other day. I know it's right outside Scottsdale, but it doesn't feel right. But also, when can the NHL even expand?
Oh, they're doing it, man.
I know, but it's so dumb.
Yes.
Because there's not enough players.
I think we were saying that a couple of years ago, and we've still had been able to bring in Vegas, and we've been able to bring in Seattle.
I think the league was in a better spot than to bring in two teams than it is now. Like, so
I think you probably wait a little bit. Yeah, I think you wait a couple
Vegas
more years.
Come into the league.
2016,
17,
yeah.
So let's... It sounds like they want to get back to Arizona within the next 4 years.
Enough time to build a...
They want to expand.
When it comes to the league and when it comes to Gary Bettman talking about Phoenix and Arizona and speaking in a positive way, I think that's what they ultimately want. As soon as they move to Salt Lake City, I think they're going to kind of fall off the map because no one's going to try and get a hockey team there anymore. Like, they're not there. They're gone. There's no bringing them back. So now you got to start from scratch again.
You don't think they'll try and get a team back in Phoenix?
I think they may try. I just don't think it's going to win.
Well, I think it'll be Houston first.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to get back into Arizona or Phoenix or anything like that till like 2050.
Talked to Frank Saravalli yesterday on Oilers Nation Every Day, and he thinks like the NHL is so horny for Phoenix as a market that they're going to try and crowbar one in there, provided that they have the infrastructure to do it.
They just need to find.
Yeah, but that's the infrastructure. Scottsdale's mayor came out and said, "I ain't want nothing to do with this shit."
All it takes is them finding some billionaire that's willing to play ball with them and wants a team that's already in a city where they've got an established franchise, and they're like, "Well, could we interest you in this southern destination?" Because like the players came out and said it. They've said it. Even just after this news has come out, I think it was Dumba that was saying, like, the Arizona market makes sense to be able to get players to come play for you. And that's been an issue for them for years, is getting people to even just buy into playing Arizona Coyotes hockey. So,
but you can't get, you might be able to get players, but you can't get fans.
But
they had a regular sized arena where it was like three hot dogs and three tickets and we'll give you $20, and they still couldn't get everybody in there.
But what more can you do?
I talked about that one when I went to a game in Glendale, and yeah, I'll never forget it ever. So admittedly, this was 15 years ago, 12 years ago, I went to a game there, but I'll never forget the banner. It was $100, got you four tickets, four hot dogs, four popcorns, four drinks. $100.
You can't even get the four popcorns in Edmonton for that money.
No, no. But like, just imagine trying to establish the Oilers' footprint in this city with 15 years of the Decade of Darkness to build off of. And that's essentially what they've been trying to do. And
but it's not like
they've
been
moving it around the city as well.
It's not like they're full. It's not like they were ever full to begin with, though. And they've actually had decent teams.
Yeah.
Shane Doan and them, they went to at least a conference final once.
They've built some teams.
They did not build off that.
Have they played in three different rinks?
Yeah,
there was the Ottawa Senators.
There was a downtown Phoenix, Glendale, and then
Gila River.
And then Gila River.
Yeah. Where did dumb guy question. I don't watch basketball. Could they not play where the Suns play?
Oh, no. I don't want them to. Yeah. So that Ishbia or whatever hit the new owner, they put like $30 million, or sorry, the owner before Ishbia, I think the story is he put like $30 million into that arena downtown and intentionally didn't put an ice plant in. It was like, gotcha. Not a chance.
Gotcha. All right. Well, anyway, Oilers play the Utah Coyotes, Arizona team.
Something like that.
Something like that tonight at 7 o'clock at Rogers Place. No Connor McDavid. He is saying that still taking it slow day by day. I actually have no problem with this whatsoever. I saw
his video. He's playing tomorrow.
Yeah, probably. He's
playing tomorrow.
I think he'll play tomorrow.
But at the same point,
he wants the first place in the division. He wants his assists. He looked very good on that video this morning. He's playing tomorrow.
I will buy that. At the same point, I wouldn't mind if he doesn't.
I think now that he's missed the one game and it's like, hey, you're not getting the Art Ross or whatever, I think he's kind of like, yeah, sit him till he's 105% healthy. Like
if they sit him all weekend, right? And he plays Monday against San Jose, is that the worst thing? I don't think so.
I do really want to catch Vancouver though.
But
I guarantee he does too.
So to that point, I think the Oilers can beat Vancouver even without him.
Just beat Vegas. Probably
Vancouver is not that dominant right now.
I was on Canucks.
They damn near lost to Arizona the other night.
I was on Canucks conversation yesterday with our boy Big Dave, and Demko could be back tomorrow as well. So it's an interesting angle for the Canucks side.
What was his injury? We should
underestimate them. Lower body. This could beat him without McDavid.
Well, they could.
They could.
Yeah.
We just beat Vegas,
who didn't have Petrangelo.
So
sure. All Chandler Stevenson.
But the Canucks may not have their star goalie. They've been very mediocre since he's been out.
Quinn Hughes, JT Miller, Patterson. Like they're really, really.
Hey, listen, they went and picked up Mantha. That everybody was. He's not very good when he was in Oiler talks. Then all of a sudden he went to Vegas. Everybody's like, oh my god, this guy's really good. Then they got Hurdle, who would have cost us Leon Draisaitl in the future, but people still wanted to get him somehow. And he wasn't no good.
Second game back. Like I'm just saying. Like I think they did a really good job.
You don't think the Oilers could be Vancouver without McDavid?
I just don't think we should say they. It feels like we're very confident going against Vancouver.
I'm not saying that. I'm
confident,
saying
yes. Overly, no.
You know also, what? Liam? I am confident that they can beat the Canucks without
I'm
McDavid.
I'm just saying, I think having your best.
This is your 65% you, though.
Yeah, this is what 65% you. 65 speaking.
I think they can probably win too, but I just think that, like,
probably.
We're comparing the Vegas game to what Vancouver will be when Vancouver's missing one player, Vegas is missing.
Vancouver just lost five. Arizona, though.
So did Vegas.
Yeah.
That backs up my point. Your point. My bad. I just don't think we should underestimate what Vancouver.
I'm not underestimating them three times. Not at all.
Very different team now, of course.
I'm not underestimating Vancouver.
Look at our record compared to their record since Nobby got here.
Sure. But also, we're sitting here being like, McDavid wants to win the division. You don't think Vancouver wants to keep hold of that?
Of course they do.
So what I'm saying is having McDavid is a lot different than.
But let me ask you a different question. What matters more to you personally? The Oilers winning the Pacific Division or Connor being healthier for the playoffs? Because for me, it's not close.
No, definitely not. But I don't think Connor's that hurt right now.
I don't think he's that hurt either. I would say McDavid healthy.
Yeah. So like, that's why I wouldn't be offended if they...
Oh, I wouldn't be offended either.
If they don't play him tomorrow also and just on Monday against San Jose.
But when you're one of those best players in the world, though, I don't think you like to take a time off.
I totally agree with that. But sometimes daddy's got to tell you,
that's what's going to drag him.
Sometimes daddy got to go.
Listen, even if he does one of those things where he gets 6 minutes of 5-on-5 and then the rest is power play time, I think you'll see Connor McDavid on the bench tomorrow night.
I would, if I was betting on it, if I'm a betting man, which I am, even though I wasn't invited in the fun rollover bet, I would bet on him playing. I'm just saying I wouldn't be offended if he doesn't. And I still think the Oilers can beat Vancouver.
I'd be a little bummed out, but I'd get over it really quick.
Just walk me through it. Say the Oilers win out, which I predicted last year, although I wasn't invited in the fun bet. Oilers would play Hoomst if they finished first. Would that be Nashville? Is that where the Nashville comes in?
As of likely, today, yeah. Yes.
And then the other team would play St. Louis.
If they finish currently, they play.
Yes, I like it. I was going to say, St. Louis has an opportunity to do probably one of the funniest things in the world right now. It's not going to happen. I am not holding my breath. But oh my Lord, would I have fun if it happens.
So let me have a look here. So if, the fun thing. So
if St. Louis wins out,
they have to win out.
Yeah, they'd be at 95 almost points.
They have Carolina, Seattle, and Dallas.
So a pretty good opportunity.
But Dallas, I mean, if you want to like reasons why, Dallas could be resting some guys by then.
They could be load managing.
That was the last game.
Carolina.
Pencil them into the playoffs right now.
And who was the other one?
Seattle.
Yeah, and Seattle already done.
First two are at home.
Carolina's going to be tough.
Who's Vegas have?
Who's Dallas?
Minnesota tonight.
Minnesota,
come on, Bill Guerin, please.
Chicago and Anaheim. All at home.
It's not happening, guys.
Ooh, it sounds like a really good time to step on a banana peel for them.
There's a reason Mark Stone came out today and not next week when they were planning to actually review.
Unless Mark Stone plans on playing goal with Aiden Hill, Vegas still does not scare me.
I don't think they can even bring him back, right?
They can't, but it's the emotional boost that they're trying to build. It's just
amazing how he's practicing right now. I thought he was dead.
I mean, it's all our faults for believing he had a spleen to begin with.
Like, I want to see this. I want to see. I would like to see.
He did already.
I would like to see the X-ray of said injury. I would like to see the diploma of said doctor who said he has that injury.
He said Dr. Nick has given him his review.
I honestly think at this point, Vegas's integrity is right there with Ipe's fucking
Mizuhara. Ipe Mizuhara?
Ipe's lock of the day.
What's the latest on that? Real quick, just give me a 30-second.
I was going to be my co-performer, but he was stealing money.
He stole Shohei's
money? Yeah, they had like audio calls of him like calling a bank being like, hello, I'm Shohei Ohtani.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. I need money for a Porsche like get some money.
They have text messages between the bookie.
And why can't we just call it? Who's got a phone right now?
I do.
Lehman, break your phone out.
Hello, this is Connor McDavid.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Hello, CIBC.
Hello, my name is Lehman, Jay Downton.
Please accentuate your accent a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, call. We need.
Who am I calling?
Five.
The bank.
Ferraris, please.
Hello, bank. This is Jay Downton. I'm wearing my bunny hug.
Hi, Jay.
I hope you called ATB then.
$1 billion, please.
So whatever you got in that account, just clear. We're looking to do a little spending.
Buying a Porsche. Isn't that what the thing was?
He's buying a Porsche, even though Ohtani has a deal with Porsche and presumably gets all his cars.
One of the best parts about the whole thing is that Ohtani is so rich, he didn't notice it leaving his bank account.
He wasn't that. I mean, okay, so he's probably made a lot of money in Japan. That is what it is. But the money he'd made through the Angels at the time and being down $40 million, you would notice that. He wasn't sitting on $700 million at the time.
Before signing this current deal, according to this website, Baseball Reference, his career earnings was about 42.2.
Exactly.
But we don't know. So now
he's looking at buying a $2.7 million house and like, oh, sorry, sir. That did not go through.
But we don't know if the $40 million was actually stolen or if that's how much he was in the hole.
That's the issue there, because it's theoretical. Well, I think that
according to everything so far, is he was the hole was $40 million and he stole, what, 16 or something? Like that, whatever the number is.
Stole $16 million?
Yes.
Yeah,
what happened to the four number? Or that was just the sports book?
That was the very first number. Then they had to alter the story a little bit to make sure, you know, the crosshairs weren't exactly on Shohei anymore.
Oh, no.
So they're like,
well, anyway.
Because again, remember, the story was out. Shohei was standing beside Ipe in the dugout, and they were telling jokes to each other. If you just stole that much money from me, or whatever the hell that is, I'm probably not going to be hanging out with you. I would have found a new translator by then.
I'm just here for the lols.
So, Mark Stone.
Yes.
Who?
When they go to LTIR, what do they have to like? Do they have to prove anything about the injury?
He's got a boo-boos.
Yeah, they do.
Like, but how? What do they know?
The NHL can have access to that info.
Yeah, but like I bet you nobody asked for it. You just you assume that the doctor is
so
on the up and up.
They have a lacerated.
Yeah, you went to the vet,
right? So that's supposed to be like everyone was saying it's a 3 to 6 month injury.
Yes.
Yeah, but you don't know how long that's been lacerated.
But like Mark Stone is also made of adamantium. So he just like cranks that on like Wolverine.
Remember when he was his back was going to break for the rest of his life. Remember?
He cranks it on. Like it's not flowing.
It was the Connor thing.
24/7.
Last year they made him limp. Like to at least
kind for the of back injury.
Appear, so like, I don't know where your spleen is on your body. We just got to walk. Ah,
video was so sore.
I posted a tweet. I said, Corey Perry's latest Google search. Where is the spleen?
Yeah, I bet it is. I bet it is.
I bet you the worm goes right after it. Please bring me the Vegas night, the Las Vegas Knights. I know they hate when you say that. Please bring me the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
The Vegan Knights.
Then I want to know exactly which hotel they're staying in because I'm calling upon all Oiler fans to do what we did in the 90s, what we did in the early 2000s, and get outside that hotel and make some damn ass noise all night.
Mm-hmm. You call for deliveries.
And if you think that's not playing fair, well, tell me how Petrangelo's 12-6 hack on Leon was playing fair.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let me tell you about something, Rick.
Please.
It's the Snow Valley Aerial Park, though.
Wow.
Opening May 31st, it's family fun all summer long. Attractions include the Aerial Tower, White Mud Creek Mining Company, Target Golf, and the all-new Mini Golf. Creekside Eats will be open for snacks and refreshments. Watch for on-hill events all summer long. You might do a little camping. I know Tyler does. Opening May 15th, you can go to rainbow-valley.com, book a spot online, and enjoy one of 60 sites and 3 camping domes right here in Edmonton's only campground. Boys, it's time for Ask the Idiots. I've got 1, 2, 3. One of them is about hockey.
Get into the offseason.
It's a good mix.
Favorite.
Well, this one is kind of about hockey in a way. And this one comes in from Not Your Liam. So this one's for, I'm going to start with Liam from Not Your Liam.
Lehman.
And also, I just think this is a fun question. Lehman.
Okay.
Soup or stew? Which is the superior food?
Soup.
Which specific soup?
Tomato.
Okay. I see. That's where you need more information. Sorry, friend.
I
not you. No. From the question asker.
What kind of information?
Answer
like?
Sucked.
Well, yeah. Soup. Soup can't just be soup on the whole because there's good soups. There's bad soups. What kind of a stew are we talking about? Are we talking nice Guinness stew on St. Patty's Day? Or are you talking like
that? Sounds lovely.
The thick and chunky with the fork in it. What are we talking here?
I always eat my stew.
Is it out of a can? Are we talking fresh?
Oh, it's got to be fresh, right?
I'm going stew though.
Something hearty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More everyday versatility to a soup. So I'm going soup.
Yeah. Sometimes you can put pasta in it.
Delicious.
Dan, soup or stew?
No.
Which is a superior food?
Stew has to be the answer because it has actual food in it.
Thank you.
Versus potatoes, being beef, boiled carrots, versions cool. of other things. Yeah, like tomato fun. Soup is a boiled tomato. That's all you're drinking.
So like yep. to me,
it's a beverage.
Gross. Huh?
Soup gets the win because I'm a big like pho ramen guy, which was would be a heartier soup. Sometimes I get a ramen's got a fucking egg in it.
That's true.
You know?
Where does chicken noodle with chunks of chicken?
You know, that's a soup. You can't call that
but
a stew.
But it's got chunks in it.
That's a soup.
So what makes sucks. A soup a stew?
That's a good question.
I changed my mind. I don't care. Question rescinded.
And obviously the answer is what's better? Soup or stew?
Crazy stew. Enough. Next Why? Question.
He's playing in the NHL. Soup's in the AHL.
You did a mic drop there for those of you who can't see. More of a mic turn.
Next
mic
question push. Is what is the difference between soup and stew? Isn't that from Christopher?
Yes.
Yes, I thought mm-hmm. so. Go ahead, Tyler.
Brown.
Is that a huge the save percentage.
Gravy is your a answer.
Huge save percentage.
Tyler, that's I'm coming in the middle with you. Next question. How much does it matter for you personally that the Oilers catch the Canucks? That one comes from Kev.
Well, for me personally, difference between going to LA or Nashville for a couple of days in a few weeks. Personally, I kind of want to go to Nashville. That sounds like a lot of fun. So that's the difference for me personally.
It is.
Also, I think actually I'll just say the Oilers beat both those teams in five games. So I don't care either way on the ice.
I am going to tail Tyler because it may mean I go to Nashville for the first time ever. Thank you. Lehman, how much does it matter that the Oilers win the Pacific Division?
Everything. To go from last in the league to win the Pacific Division, like, that matters.
Who said that?
Rick did.
Just then.
I did as well.
Rick, how 100%. Important is it for you win the Pacific Division? First time since the 80s.
Up until the puck is dropped on the 22nd or the 21st or whatever it is, it's everything.
Nation Dan.
Yeah, it should matter to fans. It's that bragging right that this season, like Lehman said, is one that should have been lost and the Oilers can still win the entire division.
On American Thanksgiving, that was November 23rd. Every Edmonton. Year. Nope. Is it every year?
Not true at all.
The Edmonton Oilers were 21 points behind the Vancouver Canucks. 21 points.
Mamma mia, that's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. Yahoo! Pistache.
Pistache.
Last pick. Ask the Idiots. And Tyler, you're going last for this one. Boys, we are going to put together Tyler's wedding party using only Nation staff. We need a best man.
Who asked this?
This one comes in from Orange and Blue in My Veins.
Okay.
Real name is Gary, in case you're wondering. I just learned that the other day.
Yep.
We need to pick a best man. We need three groomsmen, and we need a ring bearer.
Bearer or bearer?
Like bearer. An actual bear.
Ring bearer.
Okay. Yeah.
Good, thank you.
I met your
mother. Nation Dan, let's build Tyler's wedding party out here. Only okay. Nation staff.
So what do we need?
Let's start with the best man. Who's the best man?
Best man is going to be Brodotto. Because you got to have a good pregame set up for your wedding. And Aaron
bachelor party.
Your pregame
guy. Bachelor party is what you're referring to.
Yes, that yes, too.
I get it. That's fine.
And
I was thinking along the same lines. Don't worry.
Your three groomsmen.
Okay. Well, I think it's probably going to be Lehman, Jay, and Bag Milk mm-hmm. as our groomsmen. And then
and your
our
ring bearer
is Woz.
I don't even trust him with that, if I'm being totally honest with you guys.
He's a ring bearer in a bear way. Furry costume.
Gross.
Liam Horbin, we are putting together Tyler's wedding party using only Nation staff. Who's your best man?
Well, I'll say Jay, because Tyler, it'll be good. A couple of weeks off for the honeymoon. Mm. Maybe an extra couple brownie points of mm-hmm. Jay, yep. So I'll say Jay. Yep.
Bankroll the bachelor party.
Yeah, GIF would be good. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. We could go to Mexico.
Bachelor's party has sponsors.
I'll say
your groomsmen. You need three of them.
Grooms. Well, I'll be the ring bear.
Okay. You're the bear.
I'll be the bear. I'll say you three can be the groomsmen.
All right. O&R staff. Yeah. Rick, who you got? Who's the best man? Who's the three groomsmen and the ring bear?
All right. So my initial was almost bang on with Dan. So I got to swap it now. So I will take care of the bachelor party.
Pointing yourself best man.
I see. It's more because of the bachelor party than anything else. So you know what? You know what? No, no. Him.
Even I didn't do that.
We're going to do it in a two-parter. I take care of the bachelor party. Frank steps up to replace at the once the party's over, Frank steps in.
Peaceful transition of power.
Yep. Then all of a sudden we're going to go to the the groomsmen, and we're going to go with BM, Lehman, and Aaron. Very tight on the road. Mm-hmm. Share shows. Mm-hmm. And there's not, yeah, you know what? You're dressing up Waz in some sort of bear costume, and he's coming up. He's coming down on all fours.
You spent way too much time on that. That's gross.
So the best man to me is, I was going to pick Rick just because the bachelor party. I'm doing that strictly for selfish reasons. The groomsmen, I will take the three spots myself. I will dance with all the ladies. And for the ring bearer, I'm picking my dog, Frank. I think you'd be an adorable ring bearer. Sure. Could you imagine having him bop along with a little ring tied on his collar? It'd be adorable. Everybody would love it.
Hung out.
Super excited.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly the same way Waz was going
to
do it.
To pick. Exactly. God. And then I'll get Frank to pick marriage forever or divorce as part of the festivities. Frank's picks. All right, Tyler. Who's your nation staff only wedding party? Who's your best man?
Jay, best man to bankroll the bachelor party. Like, here again, he said the other day on Real Life, he's like, I'm coming to your bachelor party because it's an easy way for me to get a weekend golfing without burning brownie points. So I'll use him in this regard too. And then I'll go the four of you as groomsmen, and the Waz idea, as creepy as it might be, is funny enough.
All right, there you go.
If you tie it on securely, he can't lose it.
I would have not put it past him.
Just have to make sure he's there that day.
Mm-hmm.
He's there.
And he's not filming a TikTok somewhere else.
Yesterday, Waz came in at like 3. Like, came in like rather late to the office. And I said, I was like, what are you doing here? He's like, I work here. I'm like, that's not what I was asking.
I got here about 2:30 and he was here already. So was that's
it, do you not remember
you guys were
me?
In the show still. When I walked in, he was out there.
Most people come in at like 10. Between the 10 and 11.
Pre-noon. He's like,
what do you mean?
I work here is a good answer, though. What are you doing here? Well, I work here, silly.
Who are you? Wait a minute. Who are you?
I think you should try that on some of your staff at the pint. Like, when they just like show up, you're like, what are you doing here? Well, I work here, of course.
Try that tonight.
That reminds me of the story of when I got my first ever job back in my Jersey City days. I interviewed at one location in the mall, but I was actually hired for the other. And I was a very nervous 16-year-old. I walked into the location I was interviewed at. That's where I thought I'd been hired. And I was like, hello. And the person working was like,
who are you?
Can I help you? And I was like, I'm here for my shift. And she was like, well, I'm the manager and I've never seen you before. And I was like,
shit.
What? So this is a history now, because this is just reminds me you went to the wrong MGM in Vegas.
I did also do that once. And I went through the whole process, got on the elevator at one point. They checked me in on my phone and I got in the elevator and I'm like beeping it and won't let me go to my floor. It took like an hour. And I eventually walked up back to the guy. I'm like, hey, man, you signed me in. I can't get up. And he looks, he's like, you're staying Park MGM, not MGM Grand. So I had to get into another taxi and go.
It's a little concerning that they were able to check you in as far as they
did. Yeah.
So someone should really be focused in on, I know we gave away 5 spots for the wedding, but the 6th one goes to making sure he gets to the right church at the right time.
Yeah that too.
Yep. Yes,
that would be good.
Chauffeur.
Before we wrap up the podcast with Hot and Cold Performers, boys, I just a couple of items I want to get to. Mentioned Connor McDavid out versus the Coyotes. Fine. Troy Stetcher back in. Hasn't played in a minute.
Good job.
Another thing that came out today, the Oilers and Vinny Desharnais have paused their contract talks until after the postseason. Makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
No problem there. I just like that they were engaged in talks. I know, not that I thought he was going to go test free agency. I like Vinny. I don't know.
I am confident he'll sign.
That's all I need to hear. We're going to start off with our veggies, everybody. So plan your cold performers while I welcome to the podcast for the first time, DuraGuard Fence. If you're looking for a trusted professional fence company here in Alberta that can do it all, you can count on DuraGuard Fence Limited. For 37 years, they have been offering manufacturing, installing, and repair services, as well as a whole range of do-it-yourself solutions. The most highly trained and experienced fence installers operating the most modern fleet of Alberta here or operating fleet of equipment here in Alberta, that is DuraGuard Fence, your one-stop shop for all your fencing needs over the last 37 years. Chain link, wood, vinyl, ornamental fencing, all very exciting. DuraGuard Fence Limited. I'm going to turn myself around here, get my buttons ready, and we are going to start down with Rick is on the right side of the screen. So we're coming to you for your DuraGuard Cold Performer of the Week.
Well, I'm 90% sure this is who it was, but it's Rasmus Andersson for his dive in front of the net after the slash.
Correct.
It was him.
And you know what? The NHL and Peros has to get a bit of this too, because they don't have the balls to come out and suspend him or fine him or even mention it. How do you look at yourself in the mirror after that? How do you sit there and look and call yourself whatever your name is? You let down your whole family doing that. Like, his parents are embarrassed, and they should be.
Are you thrilled? I'm not.
I love, my favorite part was that he grabbed the wrong leg.
It looked like he got shot in the shoulder.
He looked like he shit himself for a second. Like,
he jumped.
Down and grabs the wrong leg. It's hilarious.
Oh my God.
He reached back and couldn't.
How do the officials not go, okay, this guy's doing this shit? Like, you literally can do the Petrangelo 12-6 axe job on him. They're like, yeah, that's on you.
Like, if you want a reviewable play, let me review that one.
Oh, well, or even just have the media afterwards be able to be like, what did you think on this play?
And ask him what time he's going to play soccer next, because that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Tyler Ramchuk.
I had it written down earlier. It's Ipe Muzuhara, Shohei Ohtani's translator. I mean, listen, we'll get out of all the ethical, stole money from a friend, illegal gambling, all that. Push all that aside. Dude, you're a cold sports bettor. You're my cold performer because you might be the worst sports bettor on the planet.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
An average of 25 bets a day.
So what was the number of bets? What was the number of bets?
25 bets per day?
Yeah. What was the number of bets? Like 19,000?
19,000.
Can someone please do the math and go find out how many he won and how many he lost?
That would be great. But ranging from, like, I think the highest one was like
$160,000
was the lowest one. What did he see? Like, as he's going through, like, okay, I want $30,000 on this, $50,000 on this. Okay, $10,000 or $10.
I don't feel good about that. I'm gonna put $10
on that.
You know damn well he lost $160,000 one, but he won that $10 bet.
Yeah. Oh, those ones hurt too.
Or he had a day after he lost like $200,000 and was like, just give me like a 14 leg parlay, all underdogs, $10.
He took the entire schedule for the Angels 1 year, all 162 games, and put $10 on
it. Maybe he was trying to do a rollover thing.
Exactly. I would imagine that he also was paid reasonably well.
I think his starting wage the first year with the Angels was like 80 to 100. And by the end of it, he was making like 200.
Yeah, I saw somewhere he was making like 400. So I don't know if that
his new deal with the Dodgers, I think.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. $400,000. Yeah. You moron. I'm just upset. Wasted opportunity.
It's funny how the whole world's more upset at this guy than Shohei is, though. That says something to me.
Well, it's because he's a good man, that Shohei.
And cold performer of the week.
Yeah, for our friends at DuraGuard fans. Please, Lehman.
Cold performer of the week. I haven't really put much thought into this one, funnily enough.
And here comes a five-minute rant on it.
I'll just say just Mark Stone.
Oh, that's cold.
Okay. Thank you for taking Nation that off Dan. The board for me.
Nation Dan, you're up next. You're DuraGuard Fence Limited Cold Performer of the Week.
Well, I was on the fence between two, so thank you, Lehman. I will take the other one. It's going to go to the Arizona Coyotes. This absolute shenanigan parade that they've taken us on for the last 15 years, wrapping up now in probably the most fitting way possible by just taking the team out from underneath them, even before they can have the final auction hammer bang. Arizona Coyotes, you get my cold performer of all time.
Oh, that's cold.
That's a lot.
For a DuraGuard fence, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this as my cold performer. Over the last handful of weeks leading up to our event last weekend at Greta, we were talking about a potential head-to-head between Liam and Waz on the football game. Unfortunately, Lehman couldn't be there. Had some prior engagements that he had to tend to, but that didn't stop me from filming Waz having an attempt on the football game. And quite arguably, that was the worst attempt I've ever seen.
I think I scored more points in that video that he posted of me.
Before the game even started, I wanted to go play just because I think it was fun. I put up a score of 250 and I walked up to Tyler and I went, I just had a shit score because the high score was like 360 or something like that.
Set by Tyler, probably.
I had the night off, had an arm thing.
Waz hit 30 and all 30 of those points came from draining it in the middle hole. He didn't hit a single receiver.
Didn't try though.
But he had a little bop going in his step.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there.
Well, he was trying to get in the mood.
I say in the summertime, we give them a chance to redeem themselves. Outside, real football, we can be the targets or hold up through the hoops or something like that.
I'd love to.
Yeah. Okay, we do that.
We'll have a kicking thing too.
I have a really good arm.
I also have a good arm.
I could throw it 40 yards.
No. A real sized football?
40 yards is
a long distance. Canadian ball, an American ball.
What is it?
40 yards is a long ways.
What was the old competition?
Yeah, maybe like 35.
Pass, punt, kick.
Yes.
Yes. Nation Network pass, punt.
Let's do it.
Pass, punt, kick.
All right, I'm in. By the way, Waz is for you.
What the hell is going on?
That's how I felt watching him try to throw a football.
Andy Reid did that thing and he was like towering this every other kid.
He was like 11 and he was like already 6'1".
Speaking of which, like we're going to get to hot performers here, but are you in this summer? I say that at the Riverhawks games this summer, we attempt the 999 challenge.
Oh yeah. 100%.
What's 999?
Nine dogs, nine beers, nine innings.
Right. Forgot about the innings.
To me, I think that the hot dogs are the hang up. But that's also a lot of beers to drink in 2.5 hours.
They're normal cans of like Bud Light.
Yeah. Yeah. Does it have to be a beer all the time? Can you throw in a Celsi?
No, same beers, same hot dogs for every competitor.
You got to give 9 hot dogs and 9 beers right at the start of the game.
Yeah. No, I don't want 9 hot dogs right away because that 9th hot dog is going to be chilly.
Yep,
I want that thing to be warm.
Challenge, Rick.
No, there's no way. You can go you get warm deliver dogs.
And the beers have got to be warm too then. We'll
bring a microwave.
At least in the nation box, we will have the fridge.
That's fair. Yeah.
You can microwave your beer.
So anyway, I think that I don't know that I could get past the hot dogs. I will drink those beers.
Easily too. It's 4 bats.
I got the hot dogs down.
It's 4 bats.
No. The key is you dip the hot dog into the beer.
If you have to.
And then the bread is eliminated. Then it's a wet
rag.
A wet glizzy down the old hatch.
Wet bread is one of the grossest things in the world.
Just ask Chestnut about it.
Awful.
Joey.
Yeah. And like anytime he does that, I'm just revolted by Joey Chestnut. I get it, but I don't like it. All right. We're reversing the order. Let's wrap up the podcast. Dirgard Fence Limited, your hot performer of the week. Nation Dan.
I'm just going to give it to Sharks goalie Devin Cooley for one of the better quotes I think that hockey has. And goalies are good for this kind of stuff all the time. Won the game last night, 40 shots. I don't know if it was a shutout. Was it a shutout or one goal?
Don't know.
Can't remember. Anyways, this is the line afterwards. Look up. I'm like, wow, a goal on 40 shots or whatever. I'm like, I feel good. It's just like, nobody cares. You know, nothing's really going to matter. We're all going to die.
Is that what he said?
That was the end of the quote. And that was the end of it. He had a little bit of a Brizgalov smirk on his face. But Devin Cooley, you get my hot performer of the week.
He's a hot guy.
That's like a nihilist Arby's tweet is what that is.
Somebody said afterwards, it's really tough for us to do this to goalies where all their friends get to go out and play for 60 minutes on the ice and they have to stand there and just think about life.
Liam Harbin, you're up next. Your Dirgard Fence hot performer of the week.
Probably
you know, we do this segment every week. I know, snuck up on him.
I don't think about it as much until I'm in the moment. I'm going to say Chalmers' performance yesterday on Real Life was amazing. There was some stuff you people will never hear on that show that I will remember for the rest of my life. So Christopher Chalmers and his imaginary friend.
Pour it on.
Yep. One day we'll have some excerpts from that podcast and you'll laugh. We'll all be canceled, but you'll laugh. Tyler, you're up next. Dirgard Fence Limited hot form of the week.
This weekend, Masters weekend, absolutely electric. Best sports weekend of the year. One of the best sports weekends of the year. Yeah. And it's golfing season in Edmonton. I got my first tee time tomorrow. So golfing season in the Masters.
They've done studies, you know, 60% of the time it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
I feel like you just made a contradiction.
Why?
If the Masters is so good, why don't you want to watch it?
I do.
But you're not. You're choosing not to watch the Masters on Saturday. You're going to go play golf instead.
Are you aware of how the Masters app works? It's better than watching it on TV.
No, it's not.
Oh, 1,000,000%, Rick.
Why?
Because you just go. Look, so all the guys I bet on, I star them up at the top. Mm-hmm. And then I go watch live. And I hit my group. And it shows me every shot from only the players I bet on. And nothing else.
I just have
an endless loop of just the guys I bet on.
It's very convenient. Don't get me wrong, but I'd rather watch everything.
You bet on 71 people.
I won't.
they call me Ipe.
Oh,
my golf season will start from 10 to 10,000.
My golf season will start post tournament. I want to watch it all.
Ipe already. Who was I on? Oh, it's my Rick, turn. You're up next. Dirgard Fence Limited, hot form of the week.
Well, I think it's fairly obvious. It's the company that made the chair that Morgan Wallen threw. That thing came, that thing went, what, 4 or 5 stories? Not a dent on it.
Hell yeah.
That should be a commercial right now.
People not want to see that chair.
I would sit in it.
I hear they're going to put it in the Hall of Fame.
Should.
Right next to his jail cell.
Woo! Friday, baby! Yeah, let's celebrate Friday! Woo!
Just real quick, I didn't really put any thought into this either. Dan for Duragard Fence Limited. My hot performer of the week is Oscar Klefbom because he popped up in the Oilers Nation mentions on Instagram. And it's always fun to see players, current or former, popping up in our notifications. So shout out to Oscar Klefbom. I'd like to see those abs, sir. I'd like to know that they're still intact.
Put some respect on my name.
You could. Did you reply to his comment?
I'm currently on a list of people not allowed to talk to him.
When I put out the Arizona Coyotes image of the moving image that somebody had made on Reddit, Mike Commodore responded and confirmed that his sources also heard the Coyotes are going to be moving out.
Did he tweet Arizona Coyotes, pack your shit?
He didn't.
Bunch of people coming. It's coming.
A bunch of people did respond with that. Undefeated.
All right, gentlemen. Only one piece of business left to do. I guess two, because there's back-to-back games. Let's get a score prediction tonight against the Utah Coyotes of Arizona. Nation Dan, you're up.
3-1 Edmonton Oilers win.
It's fine.
Liam.
5-1.
That works.
6-2 Oilers win.
I like that one. Rick? I'm sticking with 5-1 myself.
I got a 4-2 win coming at you. I got a 4-2 win coming against Canucks tomorrow. Rick, Canucks, score prediction.
5-2.
3-2.
4-3 in overtime.
Dan, wrap it up.
4-3 overtime loss.
Oh, how dare you.
Boo.
If he's the reason our leg ends at 5,
sorry, boys.
More of the money line.
Yep. You didn't include more me. Money line. I would have picked a win if you'd included me.
Yep, I would have loved to have been included. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.